Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And today is the 19th of April, 2023, as I record this. And I'm doing a series on slow living and why it's important, which I shared last week, as you will have heard. And also, I'm talking today about some actionable steps for why or how we can embrace slow living in our lives as mums and also as families. So the truth is, this has been a journey for me, and one of the reasons I've started on this journey is because I often have felt quite tired with the digital world and with hurry and stress, and it's very easy to get like this because we live in a modern world. But yeah, Jesus, I believe, is calling us out to a life of being more in pace with Him and abiding in Him and just slowing down and being different from the world around us. And so that means that there are several things we're going to have to do, several steps and practices that will help us, because it doesn't all come automatically, especially because the whole culture around us is bent towards consumerism and hustle. And so there are several things that as Jesus follows we can practice that will help us to slow down. And obviously it's not going to be exactly the same for anyone. This is not a legalistic list of things. They're just things that have been helping me and my family. And we need to keep remembering that we're under grace, we're not under law, so we're saved by grace. But these are just things that are going to help us as Christians to live more the way that Jesus lived, and to live more intentionally, to live slower. And so these practices that I'm going to share with you, these steps, are things that have worked for me and my family, and I would like to share with you today because they might help you as well. And yes, generally they're quite broad steps. So the first one I wanted to talk about is creating time for margin. And this has been really important for me. So when I'm scheduling activities, which I have to do, I actually plan, I schedule. When I'm doing this, it's not jam-packing my day with one thing after the other, but actually creating space for unexpected things to happen, or for things even to take longer than usual, because this is just life. Sometimes things take longer than we're expecting, or something unexpected actually happens. So creating time for margin and just giving a bit of leeway, just giving a bit of flexibility. Like if I think something might take half an hour, but scheduling 45 minutes for it actually will help me not to rush around so much, and to know that I have that little bit of margin in case something happens or in case it takes longer. And yes, it's just doing fewer activities as well. So when we create time for margin, naturally we're going to have to reduce the amount of activities that we schedule for a certain day or for a certain week, which leads me to say no. This is number two, say no to anything that is not a priority in this season in life. So saying no to things that aren't a priority is really, really important, because I really struggle with saying no. It doesn't come naturally to me, so it's not easy. But if we want to live slower lives, it really is important that we continually assess what we're saying yes to and what we're saying no to, because the truth is we might not actively like saying no, but it happens as a consequence that our time is limited. We're always going to say no to something, whether that's time with our husbands, time with our children, a time for sleeping properly. So we really just need to keep reassessing our lives and understand what in our lives are overarching priorities. So that would be God, our family, our work. What are seasonal commitments? So for example, helping out at the school APA, and which things maybe are not right for this season. Obviously, here we have to be careful, because if you make a commitment with someone, you should keep to your commitment. If you promise that you'll help them with something until a certain date, you should continue with that, of course. As a Jesus follower, it's important that we keep to our word. But when there are other things in our lives that we know that we can let go of and they're not right for this season, we don't need to feel guilty about it, because as women, as mums, we can often feel guilty that we're not doing everything. And yeah, we can just live with peace and know that what God wants for us is better and that we're limited and that's okay. We just need to focus, we need to prioritize on what's more important in this season of our lives. And it's also important that we don't try to keep up with the Joneses with that kind of mindset that with our kids, they need to do these extracurricular activities, or they need to go to those birthday parties, and they need to do this, and they need to do that. Obviously, these things can be good in themselves, but it's just asking the Lord to help us to know what's right in this season and what isn't going to be beneficial. It's just going to lead us to rush and to hurry. And then number three is, don't say yes to every new opportunity and purchase that comes your way. So we shouldn't say yes, of course, because even with things like shopping, if we buy new items, sometimes we think, oh, well, that's cheap, I'll get that, or this is on offer, I'll get this. But the thing is, we don't usually realize that actually buying things, getting actual things, they require some sort of maintenance, they require space. And so sometimes our lives can get very cluttered with things and with things that we need to maintain. So yes, instead of our impulse being, yes, that's on offer, it's good just to reassess, like, do I have time to maintain this? Is this the right thing for my house at the moment? Whether it's an item of clothing or a toy or a book. You know, with our kids, often they go through seasons and they grow, and the books they read and the toys they play with are different, so that's okay to buy something that's more appropriate for their stage of development. But maybe think of what we can replace it with, so something that we can give to someone else, so that we're not just cluttering our house and our lives with more things. And then the other thing is reducing technology. This is number four. And this for me is something that I really have tried to do in my own life, and it's been really beneficial. And we do this as a family when we celebrate our Sabbath rest. We try to reduce the amount of technology we consume. Now, obviously, we're not talking here about using the Hoover or the washing machine. but I am talking about specifically smartphone, which I think for us in the West is one of the biggest problems, because having access to so much information, so much communication, so much entertainment 24/7 can actually really distract us from the life before us. And so for me, it's been pivotal to understand, like, some practices that have helped me to let go of using my smartphone as much. And I can share a few with you, but one of them that I've actually done is deleting social media apps from my phone. So this has really helped me not to get as distracted with my phone, because my phone is quite boring at the moment. It has it has WhatsApp, so it has a messaging app, but then I've taken off Pinterest, I've taken off Instagram, I've taken off Twitter. And that's really helped me not to get as distracted with my phone. And it's funny, because as a blogger and a podcaster and an author, it's very counterintuitive, because we do a lot of things on these apps. But yeah, what I just started doing is just using the desktop versions. Now and then I have downloaded Instagram just to share, like, a specific thing that I can't on the desktop version. But yeah, so then I just delete it back off my phone, because it just is really distracting for me. So it's really helped me to focus more, and it's really been good. And the other thing with my phone that I've noticed that has helped me specifically is actually going out without my phone and just going into nature, for example, going for a walk and not taking it with me. And that's been really releasing as well. And yeah, with a phone, the main thing is basically the instant gratification. That's one thing that when we get used to this thing of having instant access to everything on our phones all the time, It can really make us feel more impatient or more rushed, but also the distraction side, as I mentioned before, because that will also cause us to take longer to do things, even though sometimes we might feel like we're getting a lot done, we're multitasking in inverted commas, but actually things are taking a lot longer because we're trying to listen to this and we're trying to do that and we're trying to share on our stories and whatever. So it's just really important, I think, to really prayerfully ask the Lord to show us how he wants us to reduce at least the distraction of technology. Doesn't mean that we're going to stop using technology, because obviously we need to use it nowadays, but how we can not let it stop us from focusing on the things before us and also abstaining from it just because of the instant gratification side of things and just the fact that God wants us to be patient and kind and gentle and loving as the fruit of the Spirit, and how often the instant gratification of the online life, of a constant digital life, is not going to help us fruit of the Spirit. And then number five on my list is have a Sabbath rest. So this is the fifth thing that you can do yourself and with your family as well to help you slow down. And it's funny because I didn't used to do this like in such an intentional way. Like sometimes I would take Sunday off, like in the sense that maybe I wouldn't do laundry on Sunday or whatever. But now we've very intentionally included a Sabbath rest in our week. And there are certain guidelines that we follow. This isn't about legalism, but it is about understanding boundaries and what kind of things are restful, what things aren't, what things we need to stop in order to delight in God and worship him and, yeah, just be with each other without rush and without hurry. And so having a Sabbath rest, I used to think that like taking a whole day off work would actually be bad because it would mean that I would have a backlog of work to deal with after. But actually having a Sabbath rest is actually the first thing that I started in this journey of slow living or of slowing down. And it's actually helped me to put everything into perspective, like not just the Sabbath, but every day of the week, how I can create margin, how I can use my phone less, how I can spend more time with my family, how I can be more present in the moment. So having a Sabbath rest has been so crucial for like the whole of my week. And it, oh, yes, it's true. Sometimes I have some things that I need to do the following day that maybe I wouldn't have had to do. But the truth is, because I've rested, because I've rejoiced, because I spent more focused time with God, I've had also more energy and more motivation. And yes, it's been so, so good for me and for us as a family as well, just to have that focus time together as well. Okay, and I also have a bonus step that I didn't include in the five, but this is a bonus one I wanted to share with you, and that is to live more simply. And as Christians, this is really important, as mums as well. But basically, living more simply is to do with not overcomplicating and not overpacking our schedules and not over-consuming. And it doesn't mean that we need to go around like cooking every single thing from scratch or keeping a vegetable garden. It's just thinking of particular ways that maybe things that we're doing at the moment that are very complicated and how we can simplify those things. It could be walking to work instead of driving. It could be putting our laundry out on a line instead of in the dryer. So basically, it's thinking about things that we can do that will be slower but that will help us to live more intentionally and to be just present in the moment instead of rushing around trying to get a lot done, things that are going to help us to slow down. So all of these things are actually connected to each other, and I'm going to go through each one in more detail in following episodes. A few I'm going to put together because they're very connected, but for some of these I'm actually going to do a whole episode, for example, about the Sabbath. I'm going to go into more detail about how we do that as a family, so I'll do a whole episode about Sabbath. And I'll do a whole episode about scheduling, so creating time for margin, and then the others I will put together. And so, yes, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll speak to you next week.